interrupt this regularly scheduled Ref and Rant for a special announcement.
Yo, happy birthday, Tid.
Happy birthday to you.
What's up, Tid? It's Morgan and Andrea.
Hey, Chris. Magnus here.
Hey, Tid, it's your old pal MVT. Hope you remember me. No one else fucking does, apparently.
Hey, Tid, what's up? Stardust here.
Chris Tidwell. It's your old buddy Jeff Merrick here.
You know who this is. It's your tag partner.
You know who it is. It's your bro, Danny O.
Hey, your friendly neighborhood Blue Meanie here.
Apparently, it is the birthday of none other than, if I could spit it out, the notorious T.I.D.
So, it's Chris Tidwell's birthday. I've never called him Chris.
Listen, Tiddlywinks.
I bet you weren't expecting me to do some sort of video message because I can barely know how to work this.
I'm just sitting here in Collingwood Hospital getting some blood transfusion and living life to the fullest.
Chris Tidwell, the man who proves that it's always noisiest in the shallowest end of the pool.
We just want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tid. Notorious T.I.D.
I know him as Tid because of the fucking O Show, and I was terrified of him when I first started training with him.
I hope that you're having a wonderful day. I wanted to wish you the happiest birthdays ever.
Yo, I know what you're thinking right now, man. You're probably like, why are they doing this? I don't need this. Let's not even discuss my birthday. I'm not Donnie. I don't need to discuss it weeks at it on end and stuff. I get it. But here's why it needs to be done, bro. Real talk, we don't have any time for jokes right now. You're the jokester. You are the true definition of what a human being should be. Anytime there's an issue that needs to be discussed, that needs to be addressed, you address it like the big man that you are, and you always stand on the side of good.
I also want to say thank you for your kindness, your generosity. You make me laugh. You're so awesome, and I'm so happy to have known you for, I think it's been 25 years now.
You and I became boys 25 years ago.
25 plus years, and you just get better with age. What can I say?
You're a great friend, great guy, great person I've met. Of all the people I met in my wrestling career, you're one of my favorite.
We were standing outside that goddamn nightclub, night after night after night, freezing our balls off in the winter, wishing we were doing something else in the summer.
I've literally messaged you every few months, thanking you for the lessons you've taught me and continue to teach me, and I continue to learn, so.
We can talk about anything. You know, we talk about wrestling, talk about rock, talk about the Eagles, go Birds. Where they're going, I don't know, but I love every Sunday when I get a text from you saying, go Birds.
You're constantly looking out for others, constantly checking in with others, constantly checking to see if I'm good.
Chris Tidwell, the man that I always say is a nice bunch of guys.
You're a mentor, my brother, you're the man.
We've all come to rely on you for a kind word or to step in with a supportive sentimental statement when needed.
Thank you for being such a positive force and a terrifying force.
Because nothing, nothing says approachable like T.I.D.
It's a way that I've modeled myself. Be scary, be motivating, don't take shit.
You've literally been there for me through every major life experience.
Anyway, I want you to know that it's your birthday, happy birthday, and I promise you, on your special day, I won't bother you for money.
And I can't believe you're still taking bumps, brother.
And in a saying that only you and me will understand and know and appreciate and value, Tid, that's you.
I'll never forget when Strombolopoulos, Jeff Merrick, Bob Mackowitz came up to me and gave me the chance to host my very own radio show for the first time ever. And they said, you need to find a co-host. And I said, I know a guy.
We just wanted to say happy birthday.
Listen, I just want to take the time to say happy birthday, brother.
Anywho, just wanted to say happy birthday.
There's a lot of stories I could tell, but I don't want to show how dumb I am, so.
We're going to have to get together one of these days, have some laughs, talk about mid-match conversations about getting chicken wings after the bell, or
what it was like to wrestle in front of Moses and T-Rex or some shit.
Hopefully you can catch up at some point. I'd love to see you and go over some old stories.
Brother Christopher Tidwell, let me tell you, I love you. You're my bro. Happy birthday. You are getting up there, dog.
I'm not going to give away which one this is. I'm going to leave that up to you.
We love you and miss you and want to thank you for everything, and we hope to see you soon.
Hope you're good. Hope the family's good. Miss you.
Listen, have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope it's everything you could ever ask it is to be.
Take care, buddy, and hope you have a great one.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday. You mean so much to me.
So many people appreciate you. I don't know if you even know it.
I love you, Mr. Tidwell.
And yeah, let's get together and we'll have some fun, all right, brother? Happy birthday. All the best. Tequila on me. Cheers.
And, you know, hopefully we get up there soon and hang out with you and all the crew.
Stay happy. Stay high.
I was going to say stay sober, but hey, what the heck?
The whole reason I wanted to do this video for you is because you don't ever want anything from anybody. Ever.
Well, I don't know if we deserve you. All right, I'm getting a little corny.
You are my boy. T-I-D. Till I die.
Here's the truth, brother. Much love. Happy birthday, all right? Enjoy it and accept all the love. You deserve it.
I hope you have a great day, you big softy. Mwah.
This one's for you, my friend. Cheers.
It is Thursday, November 11th, 2021. It is Remembrance Day here in Canada, Veterans Day in the United States. To all those who have served, continue to serve, and who are lost while serving, we salute you. And of course, all night tonight, we salute my brother from another mother. We are broadcasting live right now on godfathersofpodcasting.com. And you know we've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. Archives of this show are available on Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, or any major podcast provider. The video archives are exclusively available on our site, thegodfathersofpodcasting.com. When you're on our site, check out our shop, buy some merch, don't be a cheap ass. If you're tuning in live, you can interact with us right now. You can ask questions, send feedback, send birthday wishes, whatever you want. Just text us 437-375-2000. My name is Donnie DeSilva, and despite losing my voice yesterday, I am here, I am slugging away, and I'm letting you all know it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the other godfathers of podcasting, my bro Danny O and the man of the hour, the birthday boy, Notorious T.I.D., Chris Tidwell.
Wow. Cheers to you guys, man. I've been battling a wicked cold this whole week. It's not been that much fun. It's been crazy, but that definitely put a smile on my old gray tooth fucking face. I'll tell you that. you guys are too awesome. Yeah, I got this dead tooth thing.
Oh, you have a legit gray tooth.
It's dead. It's completely dead. I went to the, when I had to get it fixed, the doctor said, I asked him, I said, what causes that? He goes, you get punched in the mouth before? I go, yeah, a few times.
All the time.
Wow. So, well, don't follow your tooth into the grave anytime soon, bro. Enjoy your birthday. Please enjoy many more.
His tooth is dead and soon he will be too. But
he matches my soul.
Right. For now, we honor him because he won't be here much longer. Notorious T.I.D.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, boys. Yes, sir, man.
Dude, I have to tell you, first of all, putting that video package together was a lot of fun. It was a labor of love. There were so many more people that wanted to be involved in that little project, but for whatever reason, time, commitments, current employer that didn't allow them to speak.
Oh, wow.
There were just not, there wasn't enough time to get everybody in. And as it was a 6-minute buildup, but, hope you enjoyed it. Of course, we'll send you your own copy so you can, have that as your most fun interactive birthday card ever.
I'm sure I won't tell you the part. Every day.
I,
w-
I won't tell you the part about when somebody texted me about a week ago saying happy birthday already.
One of the people in the video?
Yeah. Yep.
Who was the son of a bitch?
Oh, I ain't a stooge. It's a story, but I ain't a stooge.
Who's the stooge that ruined my surprise?
Showing up to the birthday party. Happy birthday.
I will find out who you are.
Sitting on the porch going, hey, welcome to your surprise party.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a stooge.
But you know what? There wasn't anything like that. It was just a message sent to me. Mm. And you know, and that was that. I had no idea that this was all being put together. So that's pretty dope. You almost did it. You almost fucking did it.
Almost got you.
It was back here. It was back here working its way.
I thought I saw something moist.
Right?
Was coming.
That's my panties, Danny-O. That's my panties.
If he could cry, he would have cried, but he can't cry. This like one's for you, brother.
Thanks, fellas.
This one's for you. Cheers to TID, who is now 72 years old.
Young.
Guys, we have a jam-packed show this week. There's so much to talk about.
What flavor?
one of the things that I want to talk about, Tid and I were talking about this off air in the studio, just before we went live. There are so many shows right now that are coming back with a brand new season. Not the least of which is one of my all time favorite comedies, Curb Your Enthusiasm, just came back with season 11.
Oh, bro.
And you haven't seen it, have you, Dan?
I have seen two of the episodes.
Of season 11?
I think there's four out.
Okay.
I think they're in four. Yeah.
Season 11, episode one reminds me of tonight, The Living Funeral.
Oh, dude. That, you know, the concepts of this show, I cannot tell. How many times do you guys do this? How many times does some shit happen in your real life and you go, you know, on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, yeah. something always, I can always relate yep. an episode to that. And I can't even begin to tell you how hard I laughed. I think they're in fine form. Not that I ever think the show ever fell off, to be honest with you. But no. Yeah, the live funeral, the funeral before. See, oh I've actually God. Thought of this before. Real talk.
About, I believe you. I believe you. You're the kind of guy that would want a funeral
not
while
for
still
me,
alive.
Oh, shut
yeah,
up.
Right.
I'm talking about the fact that, because it happened in Coming to America, the new one, remember? The one that you hate so much?
It was
they
garbage.
Do that with King Jaffe Jaffer. And I thought, I remember thinking after that show, after that movie, like, you know, that'd be an interesting concept because obviously the person is gone already and they don't get to hear all that stuff. So Albert Brooks, who I thought was super hilarious in that, having the live funeral. If you haven't seen it, people,
so
it's one
good.
Of the funny. To me, it's my. I think it's the funniest show that there is on TV. And
I think season 11.
Super huge jokes.
So far, episode. Season 11 looks like it might be the best yet.
Because
other.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
The other show that just made a massive comeback. We didn't wait that long for the new season of Curb like we did for the new season of Dexter.
Yes, sir.
Dexter
now that I haven't seen
back. Oh,
I haven't seen
bro,
that yet.
How have you, the guy who got me watching Dexter 10 years
yes,
ago, how
yes.
have you not jumped on the new season of Dexter?
Because I don't have, what is it on? Crave?
I don't care. No excuses, guy. You find a way.
I have
Life
the way.
Life finds a way.
The way has not presented itself to me yet, but I have the way. And when the way comes through, I will be way on my way to the TV.
Like Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park said, life finds a way.
Yeah, I will find a way, believe me. Those are two of my legit favorite shows of all time. So the fact that they've both come back at the same time and for two different reasons, obviously comedy and
so let me you tell know, you trauma. Everything that happens in the
yeah please don't. But I'm guessing you're vibing with it because you seem to be pleased.
I was so episode. scared. I told you guys on this show I was so scared that the new season was going to be trash because they killed off so many pivotal characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, what are they going to do? The thing I love about what they've done, and this is not a spoiler, I'm just going to set the pace for you. For anyone who hasn't picked up on this through one of the trailers, Dexter is now living in a totally different part of the world.
Yeah.
He's living in a different part of the world under an assumed name, trying to live his life. Has left his old life behind. He's living a very normal life. And the actual amount of time since we last saw Dexter is how much time has passed.
Sick. I love when they do that.
So
yeah,
now you're finding out what the hell he's been up to all this time. And and what the fallout is.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool show. It's probably not going to hit as hard if y'all haven't watched the first bunch of seasons. So
yeah, I wanted to. I obviously didn't have the time to, but I wanted to like rewatch, and at some point I will, all 8 seasons.
So there's a station, like one of those 24/7 stations. You know what I mean? There is a 24/7 Dexter station out there in the world. Yeah. And you can just put it on, and it's been great. And then also, you know, Showtime has done a fantastic job of like playing a bunch of old episodes leading up to the new stuff. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see how they carry it over, because as I was, you know, you watch some of the old ones and you realize to yourself, this is a really good show. It's a really good show, but it was a show that was so much better then. You know what I mean? Like, you look back at some of like where life was, right? Yeah. And this is what I was worried about going into the new season. So I'm excited to see how they can carry it out and keep everybody's interest of today standards. You know what
I mean? Text message just came in, 437-375-2000 from Lisa. This sounds like, talking about Dexter, the Prison Break reboot, which they botched. Mm. In concept, yes, but they haven't botched this so far. And I think the entire reason that they're doing this season of Dexter is because they botched the last season of Dexter.
There's no question.
One of the best shows. It was literally one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, and Lisa, right up there.
Lisa until the end.
Yeah. That was
that Lisa. Who texted? Lisa. Don't ever compare this to that piece of shit show that was Prison Break. Okay. Ever. You can't go anywhere after the first season ends. It's Prison Break. They get out. Boom. That's the end of it. They don't want to spend the money to redraw these tattoos all over this dude. So they put him in a fucking long sleeve for the entire year. Right. Don't even try to compare it to Dexter. You should be ashamed of yourself. No Christmas presents for you.
Oh, man.
That's stiff. Another quick text, 437-375-2000. This one is from Sender Unknown. Tid, do you like left hand or right hand for your birthday?
I like to put my hands together like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's like starting a fire at this age, my man.
Like holding a baseball.
Tid, I know you're the resident NFL expert. There are so many stories this week that relate to people in and around the NFL. Sure. The biggest one, of course, is that big, fat, stinky liar, Aaron Rodgers, the current reigning and defending most valuable player in the National Football League, who apparently gets his medical advice from Joe Rogan. So Aaron Rodgers has
amongst other friends.
Aaron Rodgers was diagnosed with COVID after telling the media in the summer that he had already been immunized.
Immunized, yes.
And there are so many things to take from this. Aaron Rodgers is being absolutely crucified. He went on Pat McAfee's show to do to explain his side. McAfee and Rodgers are buddies, but I used to really like Pat McAfee as a entertainer and a show host. He is now the new Larry King. If you need a softball interview, if you're in shit, go on the Pat McAfee show, man, because he literally gave Aaron Rodgers like 13 minutes to talk uninterrupted. And all he did was stand there on his pulpit and go on and on and on. Well, what's the big, why is it so great? If the vaccine's so great, how come people still get COVID? And the best response came from Jimmy Kimmel. Well, you see, Aaron, it's kind of like how you're so great, but the Packers haven't won a Super Bowl in 10 years.
Right.
I'm curious to know, guys, and a lot of people are inappropriately comparing this to the Kyrie Irving situation.
Right.
Kyrie's not lying to anybody.
That's right.
Kyrie's like, you don't want me to play unvaccinated? Yeah. I'll sit my ass at home.
And that's what he's doing.
So, Tid, let me ask your take on this whole thing. Does this spell the end of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? Because a lot of people thought it should have happened already. Do you think that he claims that all his teammates knew that he wasn't vaccinated. Do you think this is going to change his perception within the team and within the league?
See if they win. That's really what it's going to come down to.
Because
this is the NFL that we're talking about here right now, right? I mean, this is a boys club of boys clubs. There's no doubt about it. Does does Aaron Rodgers owe anything to us as the public? No. But he owes everything to his team and his employer. And he lied to both of them. In maybe not individually, but as a whole, he did. Absolutely. And now the Green Bay Packers have been fined, right? And Aaron Rodgers has been fined. And the equivalency would be like if you and I got fined like $30. That's the equivalency of what they're taking from his salary on this thing. So big fucking deal to him, right? He can go on, do his thing. The fact that he is a such a huge public figure, and people are going to start to say, well, Aaron Rodgers says, well, Joe Rogan says, and all of these guys, you know, with their scientific proof and everything like that, they're going to start to bandwagon behind that. And people are fed up to begin with. So I get all of that. Is it doing anybody any good? No. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be leaving the NFL anytime soon? I don't think so. I don't think that this will have any bearing. This isn't like a Colin Kaepernick issue. You know what I mean? This is a completely separate reason. And like I said, Aaron Rodgers is still kind of beloved by people in the NFL.
That was my immediate response to it. I thought of Colin Kaepernick and his practical banishment from the league and the slap on the wrist that you just spoke of as it relates to Aaron Rodgers and the hypocrisy and the double standard and the fuckery, really, that this is, which is shrouded in bigotry, in my opinion, is super sad and quite honestly disgusting to me. As Donnie said, he straight lied. He put others in potential danger. Colin Kaepernick took a knee. Right.
I think it's interesting too how Aaron Rodgers in that Pat McAfee interview went on and on and on and said, you know, because I'm unvaccinated and the team knew I was unvaccinated, I followed all of the NFL's ridiculous protocols and I didn't train with my teams and I had to exercise by myself and I had to get a daily test at 5 a.m. And I'm like, And guess what? There's also pictures of you out for Halloween partying with a bunch of fucking people.
Like, it wasn't even a matter of that. He stopped following protocol when he went and did all of those interviews with other people without a mask on. Every pregame, every postgame, every during, all of that stuff was against NFL protocol. And because the NFL says who was like, unmasked. We're going to stand up for all of this. Yeah. Right. And I understand that.
If the NFL says you can be unmasked that if you're vaxxed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Has anybody called him on the whole immunized thing?
Oh, everybody because, has.
Oh, yeah. Everybody no, that's has. All wordplay. That's just yeah. wordplay.
Of course it's wordplay.
If you use the right types of, you use the right types of words, yeah. right? People think, oh, well, immunized means vaccinated.
Right.
Those but why people.
I was on a vitamin regimen and considered myself.
Okay. I wanted to know what his explanation was for that.
But the funny thing is, if you listen to that original quote from August when he says he was immunized, the other thing that he says is there are members of my team that are unvaccinated and that's their business. I'm not bothering them about it. It's like, oh, you bitch. When you watch that clip in hindsight, he is totally throwing his teammates under the bus.
Oh, for sure.
Let's hold that thought because, as I said, we have a packed show tonight and we have not one but two guests coming up on the program. So right now, I'm going to take this opportunity to introduce our first guest tonight, and this man wanted so badly to be part of that video package for Tid that we aired earlier, but unfortunately his plate is so full, he needs another plate. I first met this dude about 14 years ago when I was booking wrestling shows in Ontario, and the owner of the company introduced me to this young man at the time who was willing to do anything to make the show better. He even did a couple of funny gimmicks that he and I had fun carving out, including the masked man Samoa Moe and Sean Morgan spelled little M, big organ. He's a prolific podcaster, a Twitcher. Is that what they call guys who Twitch? A professional MMA fighter, a longtime pro wrestler, and Tid's business partner. On November 25th, they're reopening Crossbody Pro Studios at a brand new location. And the very next day, on November 26th, they are running a showcase event, which with proceeds going to the family of our pal, Scotty O'Shea. There are only 12 tickets left at $10 a pop. If you want one, get it now. This Saturday, he'll be in Montreal for the IWS as he tries to win his first world title when he takes on recent Impact Wrestling signee Speedball Mike Bailey. Ladies and gentlemen, he's angry, he's big, he's Ben Ortmans.
Hell of an introduction you got going on there. What's happening?
Yeah, we're out of time.
Big guess.
We're out of time, Ben. Sorry. Hey, listen, dude. I know you wanted to come in and you missed out on the TID video package. You want to say a quick birthday shout out to this big ugly bastard?
Well, first of all,
son of a bitch, the softball like that is pitched to you and you don't say nope.
I was gonna say, like, I pretty much see him every fucking day. I mean, I didn't really need him on here to do it, but I mean, in the goodness of content and showmanship and all of that good stuff, happy birthday, brother. I hope that you're enjoying your week off, and I hope that you're actually getting a chance to enjoy your day tomorrow, and it's not just going to be a just another ram-packed fucking bullshit day as they usually always are for you. So
we'll see.
We'll see. Exactly. Tomorrow's a new day. We'll see how it goes. How's the show going tonight, gentlemen? I was streaming up until I got here, so I haven't been able to tune in. So
it's lively good, and entertaining, man.
We're having a good time. We were just talking about Aaron Rodgers, the big fat liar. Since we have you here, for those out there who don't know this, Tid and Ben host a podcast called WTF Wrestlers Talking Football. And so let me throw this one at you, Big Ben. Cam Newton, he's going back to the Carolina Panthers. Good thing, bad thing, or indifferent?
Hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. Because I watched the tweets go in today where they're just like, bring back Cam Newton, bring back Cam Newton. And what the tweets were trying to say was, like, bring back 2000 Cam Newton. And that motherfucker is not available anymore. So
get us a DeLorean.
Hilarious, because they signed him for what could potentially be a $10 million deal to finish the fucking season.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They got worked so hard. Well, Panthers are going to suck worse than they did having Sam Darnold. Like, people forget that Cam Newton lost. Sorry, Tid, but they forget that he lost his starting fucking job to a rookie.
Yeah. Of course. That's not the first time that that's happened. But what the Carolina Panthers, it's like they had a breakup. And then the Carolina Panthers were the dude, and they realized they weren't getting any pussy anymore. So they said, shit, we need to call back that old thing that was getting us something. And it was like they went crawling on their hands and knees back to that old girlfriend that was Cam Newton. That's exactly what happened. And it's going to end badly again for them.
Did you say rough or accurate? Because it's very accurate.
Maybe. One more football story I'll throw at both of you gentlemen. Well, partially football story. At the football/fight story, just announced on the undercard for Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury, we are going to have former NBA point guard Darren Williams fighting Frank Gore, formerly of my San Francisco 49ers. How do we handicap this one, gentlemen?
Here's the thing. Frank Gore is what, 5'7", 5'8" in lifts? You know what I mean? And he's fighting. I mean, not that Deron Williams is a giant by standards, but he's 6'3", six, you know what I mean? He's not a, but come on now.
I haven't seen Deron Williams in a while, but the last time I saw him, he was chubbalas. So I don't know what he looks like.
Hey, I'm worried about anyone from the NBA stepping into a boxing ring after Nate Robinson's performance, bro.
Look at Chad Ochocinco. That dude's got some pop in his hips. Like, that dude, like, I was expecting the worst out of that fight. Like, I mean, I think we all were. I think anybody that knows anything about fighting was expecting, oh my God, this guy's going to suck. It's going to be very, very bad. I think if anybody even didn't know anything about fighting, they were just like, oh, this is going to be hilarious to watch.
Yeah.
And then homeboy comes out and, like, has a good jab and, like, can follow up with a cross, which might not be, like, it's a basic 1-2 combination. It's what you literally learn on the first day. Mm-hmm. But the amount of people that can't throw that shit in a real fight is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. So the fact that not only was he able to connect, but he was popping them. Mm-hmm. Like, he had pops in his punches, and he was landing combinations.
Who wins this fight? Between Williams
football
and Frank
guys.
Gore?
Yeah, taking the football guys over the basketball guys all day just because explosiveness kills in that sport.
In that case,
but all you got to do is punch him in his lung.
Listen, any Utah Jazz fan will tell you that Darren Williams is a killer. He killed the coach that was a staple in Utah. He destroyed Jerry Sloan. He's going to kill Frank Gore, as much as it hurts me to say as a Niners fan.
Ben, I don't know. I love the NBA, but I've seen NBA fights. I don't know. I might be with Ben on this.
Like Kevin Garnett says, nobody in the NBA wants to throw a punch.
No.
Ben, you have that big benefit show that is coming the day after you guys move into your new school for Kurt Sturrock, who we talked about on this show, and we have his GoFundMe page linked up on all of our socials.
That's great.
You still have tickets available?
I'm down to 11, as a matter of fact. Okay. Yes, we got 11. We sold one.
It was 12 when we started this segment.
Well, I technically sold one during my Twitch stream, so I just didn't correct you. So, but I'm down to 11, and... And yes, we are only accepting 100 people at the door, and we're just being very cautious with this one, just because it's our first time back. And we're brand new into this venue, so we don't really know what we're capable of even really doing out of there until we get in there and do it. So we're capping it off. We're making sure that everybody that comes through the door has their vaccination card. Everybody knows that masks are mandatory for everybody that's not on the that's not wrestling. So we're going about this in a very, very safe manner, which when we sell those 11 tickets, by the way, I've got some news to drop on Cross Body Pro Wrestling itself. So if that entices anybody to want to spend $10 and even if you don't plan on coming, because they're actually now this is something I want to tip my cap to as well, is that we had regulars that used to come to Cross Body shows quite frequently buy two tickets to the event, followed up with the message saying, hey, I support the show, I support the company, and I support Kurt, and I want to bring my daughter there, but until things are completely back to
normal,
then we will not be there. And it took me a minute to realize that he was actually saying, I'm just unvaccinated, but I'm still supporting. And I was like, could you imagine if everybody was just like cool like that? But
you know what? People have good hearts, man.
But yeah, ben, sorry to wrap this up real quick.
Where can people get more information, dude?
You can pretty much get it at all of the Crossbody social medias, which is at CBPW Academy or Big Ben is Angry. We've actually gone back to posting stuff there. So you can get all your information there. And yeah.
We will post all those socials up on godfathersofpodcasting.com. We have to get to our next guest because she's been waiting patiently backstage. Ben, I think you wanted to stick around while we introduce her. Is that correct?
Let's do that. Let's say hi to Bianca. I haven't said hello to her in a minute.
Way to drop the... You're such a jabroni. That's not the way we do things around here, you fucking ham and egger.
Nobody saw your story.
I was going to say, it was on social media. I wish it wasn't on social media because I was able to kidwell the fuck out of you just now, and that made my heart feel a little better.
Process. We do the big hello. And now you made me do a medium hello because you already dropped the name.
Oh, my God.
This guy. I'm going to regroup.
I'm a Tidwell product. What do you expect?
Yeah, that explains a lot.
It's called editing, bro. I'll worry about it later.
We'll kill him in post.
Exactly.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Our featured guest this evening is a woman on a mission to shatter stereotypes. Since she was a kid, she always wanted to act and be a performer, but also show off the fact that she's got a brilliant mind. She's a personal trainer, certified in sports nutrition, and she's a biology major. She made the decision a few years ago to put all her gifts together and put in the work to becoming a professional wrestler. And in my opinion, it's just a matter of time before she's a staple on weekly international television. She started her training at the Battle Arts Academy, which was founded by her father, longtime WWE superstar Santino Marella. These days, she's living down south and training with the legendary Dudley Boys. And in addition to her efforts in becoming a future superstar, she's also a brand ambassador that companies trust to showcase their products. Let's face it, she's got charisma. She's athletic. She has the family pedigree. She's got the look. She's the current Miss Galaxy Peel for 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice Italian girl like Samantha Maselli, like the neighborhood girl chilling at the deli, 0% body fat. She's got no belly. All the haters looking and feeling kind of jelly. Her game is so smooth, more. Like she's riding on Pirellis. Her game is so clean that her gear bag isn't smelly. Give it up for the superstar to be. This is Bianca Carelli.
Oh, and he ends at 7
Wow.
He adds it. Wow.
That was rough for you too, Dan.
Oh.
Yes, we can.
Dan, Bianca, I couldn't.
Okay, that was great. That was great.
I couldn't think of another word that
That's
rhymes.
That's so
with
nice
Ryan,
of
Dan.
You, Bianca. That was very nice of you.
Very
well, Ben, after you killed my intro, like the man really stepped it up there.
Wow. Well, he didn't actually finish it. He forgot to mention how that on top of all those things, how tough Bianca is, because for those who don't know, and I need to put this over, Bianca literally at one of our shows had her face smushed like literally in half and kept going, finished the match like a fucking G, where most boys would probably have ran to the back and cried. Wow. Like, so shout out to Bianca for being extra tough and congratulations on everything that you're doing right now.
Hey, well, thank you. You know, got to get out there and get after it, right? You can't just sit around and wait, especially after the couple of years we had. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. Also,
I'm
happy birthday, Chris.
I feel like we're getting a bit of an echo. I don't know where that's coming from.
Uh-oh.
Bianca, have you got your other speakers on?
I don't think so. No, just my little mic here.
Okay. There's something cooking. I don't know what it is. All right.
Let me get the producer on this.
I'm right here, Dick.
Oh. All right. Well, since I've already completely butchered Bianca's introduction, I will allow her to have the floor. I literally just wanted to say hello and that I miss you and I'm very proud of you and I hope that you're doing well.
Thanks, Ben. We're gonna link all your stuff so people can support the Kurt Show, and if they're not attending, they can still make a donation. Thanks so much, dude.
Good to see you, bro.
All right, there goes. Oops, we lost Bianca for a second. There she is. The show just got better looking. Hi, Bianca.
Hey, is there still an echo with my?
No, it's gone now. Is it? Is it still there?
A little bit.
I'm not hearing it either.
Yeah, I don't hear it either.
All right, let's just keep going.
Well, we don't need you, Donnie. Bianca.
Hi.
Congratulations on everything that you've already done and are doing. And I'm such a big fan of your dad. I'm just wondering how much of an influence he had on your decision to enter pro wrestling. My guess, of course, is that obviously it was huge. But did you know before he entered the WWE, or at what point were you like, I got to do what daddy's doing?
Well, I think, you know, it was always something in the back of my mind. But I went off to university and I just realized, like, I didn't love what I was studying, and I didn't really, like, I did an internship in a bank, and I saw, you know, all these people with all these special degrees doing like the same thing every single day, and it looked really depressing. And so I started questioning, like, ooh, what's this biology degree really for? And then I thought about it, and like, me and my dad, we have pretty similar personalities. So, you know, a job like wrestling, it's fun, you know, you make lots of friends, you travel, you put on a show, you know, it's hard physically, but if you are dedicated, determined, take care of yourself, like an athlete, you'll be just fine. So I think the fact it was a good fit for him, I started thinking, and I was like, you know, we're similar, maybe it'd be a good fit for me. And he actually really pushed and encouraged that I started training with Tyson Dukes, and that's where I fell in love with wrestling.
I know that you've had, obviously, you know, there was a famous tweet that your dad put out a while back where he's like, hey, everybody, this is my daughter. She'll punch you in the face and she looks great doing it. You know, tweeted at WWE, tweeted at Triple H, tweeted at everybody. And obviously that's a great in for you. Do you feel in your heart, I mean, obviously you don't want to sound cocky, but do you feel in your heart it's just a matter of when, not if, you get to that company?
Well, I think that would be the right mentality to have with anything in life. If I said, oh, I don't know, I don't think so, then I'm already setting myself back, right? Sure. So I have to know in my heart with everything that I'm doing every day that, yeah, I'm going to make it. And yeah, I'm going to be there, because that's that energy that I need to have and I need to put out. And I think, and I know it's just a matter of time. You know, this is a big move. It was a big step, but I'm committed. And every single day I wake up, there's not a minute where I'm not doing something to get myself closer to where I want to be.
That's great.
And so, you know, I feel good. I feel good. It's exciting. You know?
And how's the training going down there? Like, are you getting as much, like, I can imagine that there's a really good exercise in working on your promo skills down there. With working with who you're working with, right? Great, great talkers, great minds for how to do very, very easy stuff. And I don't mean easy stuff in the sense of it's just garbage, bullshit, headlock takeover is a finish. You know what I mean? But easy to the point where you look at it and you realize, oh shit, I could do this the whole time, but they just put a spin on it. The guys are brilliant down there. There's no doubt about it. How has your training been going?
So training has been great. I think one thing I really was missing was reps, you know, just like getting in the ring, having lots of matches and getting that comfortability. Because like even at Battle Arts, you know, we learn so much, but it's hard to feel comfortable applying it when you're not feeling confident in the ring. So one thing I really like about Devon Dudley School is that we're having matches at the end of every class. So, you know, we're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're there 5 hours a day, so that's 15 hours. And you're having a match. And then on the weekends, most of us students, we work shows. So then you have a match maybe Friday, Saturday. And so in addition to my own training and my own, like, watching matches online and writing my own promos, and, of course, I take notes in class. Like, I just feel like there's so much knowledge. And like you said, in class, like, at Devon's, whenever I hear something like, oh, you do this because of this, or this looks better this way, I write it down. And I read everything over. So, yeah, there's a lot of knowledge coming from, like, a lot of different people. And
good student of the game.
Dan, I know you want to jump in, but before you do, I want to remind everyone out there, if you want to ask Bianca Corelli a question, text us right now, 437-375-2000. Some of you have already texted in with questions, but I know Dan has one. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, with your dad as a wrestler, I know you did this, because my brother and I grew up super huge wrestling fans, and we created characters, and we cut promos in the living room, and then we fought each other, and we've done things like had a hair versus hair match where I actually cut his hair, and we did all that as kids. And so I'm curious to know, can you give me one or two or any of the characters that you came up with as a kid? Who were you when you were fighting dad in the living room? And can you regale us with a story of what it was like to have him as an opponent, just be in character and have fun with growing up in this?
Well, I mean, when it came to like wrestling with my dad, like usually it would be like in judo class, or it would just be him like trying out literally moves that he wanted to do on me. So more than a character, I feel like I was more of a dummy. So I have a lot of like childhood memories of standing on a mattress. My dad's just like grabbing me, body slam. He's like, grabbing me, body slam. And I'm like, just getting flung around. So, I mean,
I do that.
I guess
to my
I
child.
Learned to. I guess I learned to bump pretty early, so that's good. Learning the basics.
It's what you get for being the oldest son.
Yeah, I know. It is, really.
We have a bunch of questions here, Bianca, from listeners out there. Awesome. Here's one. It is from Tina. It says, do you have a better record against your Aunt Santina?
From Tina.
Santina, okay. Morella.
Oh, okay. Do I have a better record against my Aunt Santina? Sure, yes. Yes, yes, I do. I do, absolutely.
Yeah, undefeated.
You know, I whoop her butt all the time. She's easy chickens.
A little bit more of an intelligent question here. Bianca, I love your passion and what you're doing. Can you tell us the differences between training at your dad's school and training down south with the Dudleys?
So the first difference I would say is at Devon's, you know, when we first get there, the first couple of hours, we do a group fitness. So we train as a unit. I like that. It fosters a lot of teamwork. We kind of have this mentality, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And if somebody messes up, we all start again. It's very much like a family. We all push each other. At Battle Arts, it was a little bit more independent, where we expect when you're coming to class, you've already worked out, you have your diet under control. Like, we don't need to teach you how to be fit because you're there to wrestle, not to learn everything. So that's a little bit different. I like both. I think certain types of learning like would be better suited to other people. Personally, I adapt, so either one's fine for me. In terms of the wrestling, we do, there's different types of psychology in wrestling. Some of it's similar, some of it's different. So obviously my dad's going to have a little bit of a different psychology than Devon would. They're come from totally two different wrestling eras. not mm-hmm. totally, but within like maybe a decade-ish mm-hmm. overlap. Also different moves, right? So maybe some moves are more popular at D-Von, some moves are more popular at Battle Arts. You know, we always have that international spot, the universal spot. Things are a little bit different. And then, of course, different drills. And then I feel like matches, we did a lot more matches at D-Von's, whereas at, you know, my dad's school at Battle Arts, we would do more like we'd focus on the components of a match. So we'd break it down and more into segments, and matches were more for when we actually had shows, then we'd have the match at the show. So again, it was just, it's just different styles of learning. Both are great. I'm actually very glad that I've been fortunate enough to have both learning styles and to be able to contrast them and compare them, because where you get that overlap, that's where you know 100%. Okay, that's solid. Remember this. Like, that's definitely something you need to know.
Another question here. It comes from Paige Van Kant. It says, Bianca, have you considered a career in MMA if pro wrestling doesn't go the way you want, since you do have an MMA background?
To be honest, it's been on my mind for like years. I like fighting. I do. And I think I have like, this little like thing in me. Like, you don't really channel that piece of you so much in wrestling, but I have a, like a, and this is going to sound weird, like an unstoppable viciousness. Like, and that sounds ridiculous, but if someone was fighting me and I was hurt, I'm fighting until I die. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to the death. Like, that's it. And so I feel like it's like an inner warrior spirit. I don't know what it is, but I think that that would be great in MMA. I would love to to dabble. But with that being said, it's dangerous. I'm fully aware of the repercussions. You know, if I want to get into TV and like be on screen with WWE, it's probably better I don't have a broken nose and like maybe a few concussions. Like, that's pretty serious right now, but we're learning about all that stuff, CTE. Mm-hmm. So I think I can tame that inner warrior beast and think about longevity. And, you know, as much as I'd love to, it's just not in the cards right now. And I don't know if it would be either, because I think I'd like to have a family one day and stay in good shape mentally for like my own loved ones, you know.
So. I think,
and one scar above the eye is enough, right?
One scar above the eye is enough.
You need a matching set.
Oh my God.
Ted, it healed up perfectly, I must say. I can attest that I have seen this girl take a shot and keep moving like nothing happened. Like, she had what she had is what we refer to as an eye-gina. It was a good cut above the eye there, no doubt about it. And she is a champ.
Show must go on.
Absolutely. So yeah, I can see it. But one is enough. You don't need any more.
Ted, I think you also had a question, and I may be wrong, Ted, but before we do, there's another text message question that came in here, and now my thing just went dead. Hang on one second. It says, here's one. This is from Cynthia in Mississauga, and it says, Bianca, I'm a huge fan of your Instagram profile. What's your favorite thing to cook?
Ooh, ha, ha, ha. Now that's a question right up my alley. lately, so honestly, every day I make my protein pancakes. It has to be my favorite thing to cook. I just had dinner, but I'm already thinking tomorrow about what pancake I'm going to make in the morning. So like, they're really easy. I typically use an apple or a banana as the base. And then I add a protein powder. I have vegan, I have whey, so I can switch it up. And then I can either use two eggs or egg whites. So within those six ingredients, I can mix and match. And it's really healthy, delicious pancake. And it feels like I'm eating junk food all the time, but I'm really just eating fruit and protein.
Nice.
There's another one here. Yeah, I'll just read it. It says, hey, Bianca, I just subscribed to your Instagram page. If you have an OnlyFans, you can have all my money.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't have an OnlyFans. It's not in my foreseeable future either. But I do accept check.
For no return. Venmo that shit right down.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have an OnlyFans, but hey.
Wow. I think, listen, I will sentiment what one of your dad's posts on one of your little thirst trap pictures that you put up, young lady, when your dad said, okay, enough, stop. So
yeah, every time I post one, he's like, okay, Bianca, like, I think it's time that you start developing new content. He's like, I think maybe you should post more athletic content. It's so every time, it's like clockwork. I post a picture, a few hours later, so Bianca, I've been thinking you should post more videos of you working out. That's enough bikini pictures.
I'm looking at this one right here, and there's a comment from your dad. Oh. It says, okay, that's enough.
There we go. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So now if you need to get a hold of your dad and he's not answering your calls, just put up a picture. Just put up a picture. Like, he'll respond immediately.
Genius. It's like a bat symbol, like the Batman right? call.
Hey, Dad, here's my ass.
Bianca, to wheel this back a little bit, because you know the wrestling scene in Canada. You grew up in and around it because of your dad. You know it very well. And now you're down in the States. It opens up the doors to be able to just travel more. You know what I mean? Do you find that it's much easier? Like, you can get your weekend reps in at other shows. You can, you know, from where you are, you could probably hit, what, 3-4 states all in a weekend if you really wanted to, right? Like, do you find it, like, is the market open enough for you down there?
Well, yeah. That's part of the reason why I moved down here, because there are so many companies, there's so many shows, there's lots of wrestlers, and there's lots of work, even mm-hmm. with the amount of wrestlers. Plane tickets are super cheap, so you can go from state to state, like, really low cost. I've been kind of just within Florida, and I've been working. I think there was only 2 weekends I didn't work, and those were 2 weekends that I just wanted to kind of chill out. Sure. So I've been pretty much within Florida, and I think I did 1 show in Georgia. So, like, there's tons down here, and I've got to explore all around Florida. It's fun, but, like, at the same time, like, I've probably been to Miami a few times, but when I'm there, I'm just going there for the show and then going home. So, like, I haven't really seen anything. I'm sure I could have if I wanted to, but I'm more of a homebody. So when the show's done, I'm like, okay, go to bed.
Pancakes.
I got to make my pancakes in the morning.
Another text message at 437-375-2000. It says, she fights, she models, she cooks, she bakes. If she sings or raps, I'm ready to get down on one knee.
That leads to a funny story. Oh, no. I can't.
Do you sing?
Karaoke.
In my car by myself and karaoke. I'm honestly a little bit shy to sing, but this is the funny thing. I wouldn't sing in front of, like, 2-3 people, but if you gave me an audience of, like, 5,000, I'm singing my heart out. Like, the show is on. In terms of freestyling, no, I'm not going to right now, but I'm actually a very good freestyler.
Oh, wait,
no, I can't give her a beat. That and Dan, not do give it. Her a no, beat. No, I'm not going to do it.
Give her a beat.
I actually spent 2 years trying to pursue making rap music. It was just so embarrassing now, but I was actually decent. I have some recorded songs, but the problem is this, like, I'm not actually good at writing music. When I tried to write it, it sounded just hokey and horrible. But if I freestyle, the way my brain comes up with things and flows, I'm a good freestyler. I'm not a good written rapper.
You gotta be better than what Donnie had done off the top of
her
intro.
Give her a beat, man. Let her mash.
No, I can't. I haven't done it in years. I'm
on
rusty.
The spot, girl.
Trust
Come
me.
On.
No.
Dan, give her a little something and cipher with her.
Give
her,
me a
get
beat.
Her
it's not happening. And
is
allergies.
That because that might end up becoming part of, like, a character that you got to portray one of these days. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, But then again, you'll have that crowd that you're talking about. You know, one of the things I love about you is this super positive energy that comes from
you.
I can imagine everyone listening and watching that this show should feel very inspired and encouraged to follow through on a dream because of the way that you're not just doing it, but the way that you have such energy about it. So I'm just curious to know, what's been the hardest part about following through on this dream of yours? Any difficulty? Because I can tell that whatever it is, you found a way to overcome it. But what has been your biggest challenge so far?
So that's the thing, like with life, I feel like there's always a challenge. Like anytime you get comfortable and you think, okay, things are good, you always get thrown a curveball.
For sure.
The first month, maybe month and a half, like, you know, I really missed my family and I really felt homesick, which was strange, but you know, I just called them and try to stay busy and focus. You got to kind of take those hardships or those things that you face and turn them into a positive. So, you know, when I'm missing my family, I think, okay, well, I miss them, but I'm here for a reason. And the reason is to work hard. So instead of missing them, I'm going to work hard. So I'm not missing them for no reason. You know, make it worth something. And, you know, like sometimes, like today, for example, I've been training so hard. And, you know, I needed to actually rest today. Like today was one of those rare days where I'm like, I have to rest. I need to do nothing. Actually, I did an hour of cardio, but to me, that's nothing. So wow. I did nothing today. And it was really hard mentally, but I knew that sometimes you have to step back and chill. But since I didn't do like wrestling training today, I figured, what can I do that's going to get me closer to my goal? So I watched a bunch of wrestling videos. Like I said, I wrote a bunch of promos. I did a bunch of mobility, a bunch of stretching. So I
this is her doing
took a
nothing.
Day off.
Wow.
I took a day off, but I still made sure I was doing what I could. And I think in any situation or any hardship, that's what you have to focus on is what can you do? So, okay, you miss your family, but what can you do to make it worth it? Or you don't feel like training today. Well, what can you do to stay on track for your goal? So it's always
our text message line is blowing up right now. Please,
really?
Bianca, rap. Please rap. Please
oh,
rap.
God.
Please freestyle. Bianca,
why
please.
Did I
the show's
say
almost
anything?
Over.
Hold on. Hold on, Bianca. I think I just found it. That's your OnlyFans.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
there it is.
And this is why I can't do it, because now I'm going to make money rapping
right.
on OnlyFans.
Wah, wah. All right.
I'll take that, I'll take that 10% cut.
Yeah. Yeah, he's your manager.
Provide the beat. Provide the beat. And we can talk.
Bianca Corelli, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Why don't you tell everybody where they can reach you online?
You can find me on Instagram at Bianca Sophia with an additional A at the end of each name.
Sophia.
Word. Sophia. And then on Twitter, it's Corelli Bianca. No additional letters. It's standard there. And thank you guys so much for having me again. Happy birthday, Chris. And I had a great time on the show. So thanks for having me on.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Bianca. Nice I'd like to say we'll do it again, but you're probably going to get signed to be a big star and never talk to us. So good luck.
Won't be allowed to.
Yeah, you won't be allowed to talk to us.
I won't be allowed to. Who knows?
We'll,
who knows,
we'll still,
right?
We'll still text you and say good job.
Okay. Thank
100%.
You.
Yeah. Keep doing
thanks,
what
Bianca.
You do.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you, kid.
All nice seeing right. you, too.
There she goes, everybody. Bianca Corelli. She's a lot of fun. Her dad, one of the funniest characters in the history of the WWE.
Absolutely.
Absolute class act. He apparently is going to be joining us on this show in the next little while. I spoke
amazing.
To him.
Amazing. That'll be fun.
I spoke to him a couple weeks ago at a Battle Arts show, and I actually asked him if he was available tonight, but he's teaching class right now. So that didn't work out, but we got Bianca instead.
No doubt.
So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are plumb out of time. Dan, final thoughts before we say goodnight?
Well, again, I want to highlight her amazing positive energy. I definitely think this is something that I teach my students, my songwriting students, is that you have to truly believe in yourself. If you don't care enough about your own craft, no one else is going to care more for you. I love how much care she puts into what she does. Her days off, she's working regardless. And that's the kind of grinding you really got to do to get anywhere. I'm happy to say that I've been able to maintain such a grind that as of this past week, I celebrated my 25th anniversary since the release of my debut single, Dear Hip Hop. And if you wish to purchase that single on 7-inch vinyl, it is available now at DannyO.com. And speaking of all that positive energy and everything, man, Tid, I hope you're feeling all of that positive energy, all of the love, because, bro, you are truly loved by so many, and I wish you a very, very happy birthday, my bro. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, guys. I would just like to say thank you to everybody that took part in that video once again. Thank you to you guys for putting that together. It's very heartwarming and whatnot. I'd also like to say, please, let's go buy those last 11 tickets show that we're doing on the 26th of November in Cambridge, Ontario. Send us a message. You know how to get a hold of us. Thank you once again, guys.
Yes, sir.
That's Dan, that's Tid, I'm Donnie. This is episode 77 in the books. We will see you next week, and Tid will be even older and hopefully still ticking. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. See you next time.
Peace.